Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I am Aaron Flam, and you're listening to Deconstructive Criticism. What you're listening to is not a podcast. It is, in fact, a video documentary. You can still be content with just listening, but if you want the full picture what this is about, pardon the pun, you should really head over to my YouTube channel and watch it instead. So if you want to see instead of just hear, do that now. On the 7th of October 2023, the Islamist fanatics Hamas, mostly in control of the Gaza Strip since 2006, together with Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Mujahideen Brigades, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, Abu Ali Mustafa Brigades, and others, as well as ordinary Gazans, crossed the border with Israel together with UNRWA teachers to partake in the murder, torture, rapes, looting, and kidnapping. They came on foot, in vehicles, from paragliders, in boats, to kill and die. 3,000 terrorists are supposed to have entered Israel, not counting Palestinian civilians joining in. They were accompanied by rockets, 5,000 in the first 20 minutes. Hamas called the operation Al-Aqsa Flood. Israelis call it Black Saturday or Simchat Torah Massacre, after the Jewish holiday Hamas had chosen to attack on. Internationally, it's the events of October 7th. 1,200 Israelis were murdered, 250 kidnapped. Since that day, the pogroms created an army of around 500 orphans under the age of 18. We are on our way to Kibbutz Kfar Aza in the Gaza envelope, just over a mile from Gaza. This is where we meet Licky. Today she works for IDF's Widows and Orphans organization. She is also a survivor of what Wikipedia now calls the Kfar Aza massacre.
In this 7 in October, I wake up to the alarm, like in 6:30 in the morning, something like this. And then actually I've been in Hangover. We have a party the day before. I tell you about this more when we go to the other neighborhood. And I don't understand what's happened, what is the alarm, it's Saturday. And very, very quick, I heard like a gunshot and Arabic. So there I see, okay, this is something else. It's never happened. There is a terrorist in the kibbutz. And then this is what I say, the WhatsApp group. Everybody, you see, you hear this, what's happened? I call to my father, like, because he's the head of the security. My father was a very funny man. He was very serious when he was in the service. But between us, he was a sachbak, funny guy. And he told me in the phone that he never heard about, he never saw this big attack from Hamas. It was very unusual. And then he put his vest and helmet and go to fight. This is the last call, the last time I spoke with him. So I be in my apartment like 10 hours until 5 p.m. in Saturday. And then I heard soldier go this way, in this place. So I just opened the door and go to him, take me to my house, take me to my family. It's very close. If it won't be so close, I didn't ask this. And they'll be shocked, like, oh my God, what she wants for us.
So you were hiding?
I mind in my apartment.
You have a bomb shelter in there?
This, yeah. Everybody have a bomb shelter here. This bomb shelter, this. So this is mine. איך אומרים, לא הספקתי.
I didn't have time.
I didn't have time to close the windows. Now it's closed, but it was like this. So if the terrorist came here, I was die, actually. And because they sit very close to my window, if I close, they can hear me. So I hide between under the bed, like a tree on 4 hours. My battery is gone. There is no service at this time. I didn't know nothing. And the soldier, I just run away, take me to my family. And after the commander that shoots where I show you, I meet him after for a few weeks. And he told me, I didn't know what to do. Maybe all your family die in your house. It was a... החלטה בשטח של מפקד.
Decision on the moment.
Yeah. And I don't left them any choice. I just run with him. So we go this way with the soldier. It was like 20 soldiers. It's a lot. They hit Kuti.
20 soldiers that were surrounding her.
Surround me. Like they move 10, bring the civilians. And then I move and they more 10. They very protected me. It's important to say that here in the rooftop there is a shooter from the Hamas.
Oh.
Okay. It's a miracle that I alive, actually. And there, between the houses, you can see a lot of gap. You see, this is my cat, Amos. He's die also, not in the Suror, but he all the time go to hide there. And I say to the soldier, be careful, there is a very big gap there. Maybe they hear, and they actually be here. And we go all this. Every open place, they stop, they looking, and continue, and bring me up. Here we hide behind the cars. There is a big parking. This is a very open place, so we stay a few minutes. They need to skin the place to be clean. And that's how they give us to my mother and my sisters, I show you. So this is my parents' balcony. That's the way that my father do a very smart thing. This is the bomb, the shelter, the house. And he do enter to a door from outside. Do, כאילו ישר לממד. זה מאוד נוח. ככה הם חיצו אותי.
כן. All right.
You don't need to go inside the house, you just swoop. כאילו הכניסו אותי ישר לממד.
Right.
כן.
And who was here?
Here was my 70 and 20 years old sisters, two my sisters, and my mother, and Sam, our dog. My brother was in Mexico in a surf vacation, and it's very, very luck because he's a commander in the army. So if he be here, he should die also with my father. He's in a Navy, very big commander. And now I want to show you, okay, and this, after they bring me to here, we be here 24 hours more. We risk just in 4 p.m. in Sunday.
And the fighting... Rescued, 4 p.m.
Rescued.
Yes. And the fighting...
All the time. This is what you heard. You can recognize between the shoot of the terrorist and the soldier. The soldier is bodeded, like boom, boom.
Single shots.
And the terrorist is automatic. This is the sound you heard all the time. And this time, a tank...
Tank.
A lot of tanks over Israel. A lot of makachim.
Ooh, this I don't know.
Big guns. Potachim.
Cannons.
Cannons.
Artillery.
artillery. You heard everything. We born to this situation. Not born, but we grow up to this situation, so everybody recognized the sound. It's azui.
So only the day after you could come out of here. You yeah. went with the soldiers only, so you could be yeah. with your family, and then 24 more hours in
there.
Here.
That's why I say the commander is shoot there. The soldier didn't know what to do. There was a messed up. I don't blame everyone. It was very, very hard times. But they risk us this the only in Sunday. We are one of the last rescue in Kfar Aza, my family. With no air, no electric, almost no food and water, no air. This is the important thing. It was very hard hours. I'm sorry you are wet.
No.
And all the time we didn't know what about right. my father.
Oh, you didn't know?
We didn't know. We wait for me. Why not come? We should come. The army is here. Why is he still fighting? The army is here. And the whole shash out when the
hours passed.
As the hours passed, we try to talk about the option that he die. And what if, all the if. It was very hard. Only when we rescue, we try to figure it out how many people killed here, and then we say, okay, of course he killed. He the one of the first people that go to fight. My luck that I've been in Choser Vadaut.
Without knowing, yeah, without certainty.
Uncertainty. I've been uncertainty only 2 days. In Tuesday, I heard my father die. I told you before, my friend Tomer, Itamari family, he didn't know like almost a month. So 2 days is amazing. And it's the terrible day.
That's who got the burn.
Bidiuk, exactly. So the son of them didn't know almost a month if our parents die. I only 2 days.
It's so how many people live in Kfar Aza or lived in Kfar Aza?
1,000.
1,000.
And killed 64.
64 died. Yeah. They were murdered. And how many were kidnapped?
18, but now 5. Some of them released. And 2 of them die. In the host.
In the terrible catastrophe of the friendly fire.
If you want to tell about this in English, it's...
You know, the three hostages that were killed by our own, they thought they were terrorists. So 2 of them were from Kfar Aza.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I show you the houses after. Okay. And like I say before, we all like family. All the member who murder here, it's effect of everybody. Really. Yeah. The terrorist came to the house. Murder the wife and the mother and the father, and the 3 children be alone in the house. They hide in the closet, the 2 of the children, and one of them, Avigail, she's very famous in the world, she ran to this house. It's 3 years old children to the house with the machsan, איך אומרים, David? There is a group in the kibbutz,
yeah.
All the year, not just in the war, they practice a few times in a year to protect the kibbutz. It's people from here, not the army, people from here that live here, like the sheriff of the kibbutz. My father is the head of them, and they all like soldiers. They yeah. fight like soldiers here. So Avichai, the father of brother Brodetsch family, is one of the members of the Kitat Konenut, and he's take his vest, kasda,
helmet,
and go to fight. And then he see Avigail, the little girl that saw her parents kill in front of her eyes, and she ran to her friends from the garden.
From the kindergarten.
From the kindergarten. She was blood all over her face, the blood of her father. And then he bring her home, go to fight outside, and then the terrorists came and take all Avichai family with Avigail to Gaza.
Saturday, October 7th, morning. Terrorists and Gazan civilians alike break through Israel's border with Gaza and into Israel proper.
In this Gader border, there is 80 breaks, Britzot.
Yeah.
80 breaks from the terrorists. They actually...
80 different places?
Different places.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's very unusual.
How many came
here? Wow. In 10 in October, the army found 250 bodies of terrorists. Just bodies. A lot of people. So they think something like 300 terrorists only in Kfar Aza. It's a lot. It's metoraf, insane.
They all came in at once? Or it was different stages?
Most of them in at once. And they saw the army didn't came, so they stayed. From this street, there is Goldstein Almog family, the father and the big sister killed, and the mother with three children kidnapped in Gaza. They set free in like 52 days, after 52 days.
Killing peace.
This is Itamari house. The mother and father, Ram and Lily, they murdered her. They burned the house like 7 hours. And it's important to say that they bring Chomer Be'era.
Flammable material. Yeah.
Flammable material that go up to 700 degrees. It's like more heater, I don't know.
Hotter.
Hotter. So they broke the house. It was a very long time to recognize the bodies of them, like almost a month. They have two children. Her children is a very close friend of mine. It was terrible time. You know, it's almost months you don't know if your parents die or kidnapped in Gaza or don't know where. It was a very hard time until the funeral. And the house speak by herself. I don't know what to say more. It was a very beautiful house, very colorful. The mother, Lily, she head of Tarbut.
Culture.
The culture of the holidays. She organized all these things. Why I forgot, I'm sorry. In this street, there is also a Kutz family. All the family murder. Father, mother, daughter, and two brothers. 5 people. They find them hug.
Oh.
Their bodies. It's one of the terrible story in the kibbutz. I'm sorry. I forgot because all of the story, but it's very important to say. איך אומרים עפיפון?
Kite.
Kite. Okay, there is a traditional in the kibbutz, like a 30 years traditional. In every Sukkot, the holiday, we fly a kite here in front of Gaza to symbol for peace. Every family made her own kite and we fly it and it's amazing. After I search a photo and it needs to be in 7 in October. Lily Itamari has organized this traditional, and Aviv Kutz, the Kutz family, they always win this context. Aviv, it was the best kite made, so they're very excited for this, and it's so symbolic that all the family die in this Saturday, and the woman that organized this.
Why is it symbolic?
Because they organize... ceremony for peace in 7 in October and they murdered. It's messed up. And we do it in Tel Aviv for the hostages after the 7 in October. It's like a little symbol of peace that we do here. Everybody is like my family. Lily and Ram was like my father, and the last picture in my father's phone is with Lily. So everybody is connected there. Agam, I told you, I was madricha shela. We all one big family, so it's a schut for me to tell the stories. I don't know if David told you, but I'm also here in 7 in October. I tell my story when I come to my apartment. I think what it's so... the view here, it's like Russian roulette. It's like, here it's nothing broke, and here, disaster. It's not כאילו תוכנית מסודרת. It's not, they don't came organized. They, this, yes, this not, this die, this live, this earth generi, איך אומרים, פצוע? This is earth, this is not earth. So it's very, it's like destiny, you don't know how to call this. It's very messed up, this thing.
The denial of what happened that day started shortly after the global celebrations for the massacres.
People say a lot of things, but deny that it didn't happen, it's very hard for me to... I heard everything, I feel everything, I lost my father, so the people that say that didn't happen at all, I'm sorry, that's stupid people, there is a photo, we can see everything. The terrorist by himself film everything. So I don't understand why they deny this. If it's okay or not okay, it's another question. But it's happened.
You lost more than just your father, your friends also.
בדיוק, נכון. I lost, I told them, everybody here, it's like a family for me. I very connect to this place. My father died and someone, it's like my father died and someone, it's like my father died and my best friend died and all... And my parents of my friends, and a lot of people.
Other elderly people were not so lucky.
This is my grandma's. Where is the sukkah? My grandma is 83 years old. She be by herself in the shelter, room shelter, like more than 20 hours, with no food, water, medicine. And lucky that the rocket, they fell in the inter of their cell phone. So the terrorist can't come to take her because they חסם את הכניסה.
Blocked
the entrance. So it's funny that I say that the rockets, it's lucky, but it was lucky for her because nothing... בדיוק, Russian roulette. So this is the story of my brave, brave, brave grandma. I really, אני מאוד מתגאה בה.
Very proud of her.
I proud of her. She also...
She's okay. She's very good. She's
in שפיים. She every day going to shiatsu, to reflexologia, to... she's a סורגת.
Knitting.
Knitting heads for the soldier. To, כדי שלא יהיה להם קר.
That they won't be cold.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman, really. Actually, it's a funny story when the soldier came to take us, לחלץ אותנו.
To rescue.
To rescue us. We say, our grandma, it's the end of the street, save our grandma. And we say, who is your grandma? And we say, Batya Cohen. And they left. They say, ברור, of course we rescue Batya. We can't forget her. She's very... character room, it's she's a זכירה, איך אומרים? Everybody remember her.
Yeah, memorable.
Yeah, memorable. So it's funny. This is Gali and Zivi.
Yeah.
כן. תכף אנחנו נלך אליהם גם. We go to her houses too.
They are still kidnapped.
They are still kidnapped. Here live Stahl family. Mira, the mom is murdered. Here they murder Bila Epstein. She's like my grandma age. So like I say before, it's like a Russian roulette. They okay, they not, they not, they okay. And you see, the house is okay. You can see, you can't know that people die here.
And still you have these flags with Shalom.
נכון, משפחת שטל פמילי very believe in peace, very, very, it's very individual. Who wants peace? who won, who don't. So they very, very believe. Until now, even the mom is murdered, they still want the peace.
So most of them were rescued. They were not taken hostage, this family?
No, she just, the mom, she'll be alone in the house. And he murdered with the two dogs of the family. It's important to say.
They murdered the dogs as well?
Yes. A lot of dog murders here. It's important to say it too.
Returning to Kfar Aza.
It's hard to say. Even the people here don't know to say. I believe that people with the little children, it's more hard for them. I'm 29 years old. I am single. I don't have boyfriend or children. And for my friends, it's a very hard question because we are starting our life. Nobody can say. I say I want to come back, but my friends don't know yet. And it makes sense. Until our friends don't come from Gaza, we don't know nothing. It's like still continue for us. It's don't end. And all the community say that they don't want to build Kfar Aza new until they come back. Mm-hmm. And it's very, I agree with this 100%. So we are here, we are don't...
Licky's father.
So they start the alarm, going out with his camera to take a photo, and he saw the terrorist came from Gaza. You see how much he close to the border. And he called to my father, my father's name is Shachar. Shachar, there is a terrorist in the kibbutz. And there is a WhatsApp aklata record.
Recording
that my father say, it's not Targil.
It's not an exercise.
It's not an exercise. It's for real. There is terrorists in the kibbutz. Everybody come to take your weapon. The weapon is not in the house. It's in the safe place.
Right.
Now we're going there. So all the Kitat Konenut, I'm sorry, there is no other name to call them.
The security team of the kibbutz,
like all the internal alert team. Going, jump for embed and run to the place of the gun.
To the armory.
The, fortunately, the terrorists know where this place and they wait for them there. This is the hardest thing in the story. Now I show you.
How do they know? Even though this I think I know the answer.
This is the good question. We don't know how they know. This is the messed up thing. Yeah.
But there are news reports of workers from Gaza who had permits to work in the kibbutzim around here, that they were doing reconnaissance and intelligence.
This is what everybody think. They say that a lot of people from Gaza work here, like in build a house, garden, everything. And חבל שהגיס שלך לא פה.
It's a shame that, okay, no, I'm not going to translate
that. The Shabak is ma'asher otam. It's given permission to come to work in. And after the work, they walk out. They can see who live here, who live here. And they do like a list.
Report.
So all the workers that worked here, they were cleared by the Israeli security services?
Nachon, yes. I want to say my personal opinion, but it's only my personal opinion. I don't think that they work here. I think it's more than this. My opinion. It's not about...
I don't have proof.
But this is my
opinion.
I think it's more than this. It was very big mechdal.
Very big failure.
So my father, after Roy Dan tell him there is a terrorist, he bring his vest, helmet, and go this way. And now we do a walk to the gun place. Here, the family that live in front of us is Tal Eilon, is the commander of the Kitat Konenut.
Yes.
The emergency team.
Emergency, yes. It's the commander. My father is the head of the team, and this is the commander who practicing. And it's very funny that the neighbor of the gun shelter, so they yes. come first. So the 16 members of the team security came in this morning to here to take the guns. I asked and they הספיקו לקחת את הנשקים שלהם. תגיד לו את זה? הם הספיקו לקחת את הנשקים. הם לא נלחמו עם תחתונים למטה.
Okay, they managed to get their weapons.
This is all the people who died. This is my father. שחר אביאני. And all these very brave men die in this grass. In this radius. Mas o menos. You can see my beautiful father. He's a סגן, איך אומרים?
Deputy.
איך?
Deputy.
Deputy, Avi, is very, very close to us. All these widows is in our ארגון. I social work in IDF widow and
orphans
organization that make אני יודעת רק בעברית.
Sopi in Hebrew.
אני בעצם מה שאני עושה, תתרגם אותי.
What I do there?
It's מיצוי זכויות, להבין מה הצרכים.
To understand the needs.
של האלמנות והיתומים.
Of the widows and orphans.
שאיבדו את יקיריהם בצהל.
That lost their loved ones in defense of the country.
בעקבות המוות עולים המון בירוקרטיות, המון צרכים נפשיים.
There's a lot of bureaucracy and a lot of it's emotional needs.
שהמטרה שלי היא לתת להם מענה כמה שיותר מהיר ואפקטיבי.
And my
goal.
My goal, my objective is to get them the support that they need as efficiently as possible. And that's through the work of the IDF Widows and Orphans organization.
And all these brave men, our wives and our children. It's members in our organization. Also me, actually.
Right.
Because you're an orphan now.
No, orphan.
Yes.
I'm orphan. IDF orphan. And my father actually died near to this tree.
You know exactly where?
I know exactly where, of course. Be careful. Something like here. The neighbor Mazi, who live here, she also a member in our group, organized. She saw him from the window. So something like this, like in this place. they found her body in the matzav, in a position that they can tell that he fight until the last breath. And actually protect the house. You can see how much is close to our house. It's under this. It's very brave for me to tell this story. I know my father, the most of the thing that he wants is to protect our his family and our community. And that's what it happened. He fight until the last shoot. The terrorists hide in the bushes there. And they shoot when they hide. They don't fight eye to eye. It's important to say this. And actually, ruining our life. There is nothing to say more. Like I say, with my father die, 7 members of the team security. There is a very brave, brave, brave man that survived from here. And kill a lot of terrorists in this attack. He also heard there is a shoot on the rooftop and under the gap under the houses. They fight from everything. And this is the bloody grass with the. I show you there is a. We want to do a sign from every people who die. Now Baram family start this. This is Aviv Baram, one of the members of the group. He died here. They do like little mandarta.
Like a monument.
Monument. He's very lovable guy, Aviv. My father, it was the head of the security, so everybody know him. I want to say a few words about him. I show you the bus station. My father every morning came with a security car. Every morning before the children go to the school, he be there. Just to see, I'm here, you are protected. He gives a lot of security for the children and the people in the kibbutz. When we rescue from the kibbutz in October, all the mothers come to us all the time in the war. I say to my children, Shachar protect us, Shachar protect us. In my heart, I know he doesn't because he don't answer the phone. But my children, they feel protect just to know that Shachar protect us. And it's very regeshoti.
Moves me.
He really, really... ישרת חושת ביטחון.
That he gives the sense of security.
כן, for everybody in the kibbutz. The little children in the kindergarten. They think that my father stopped the rockets in my own hands because he's the hero. He's really hero before he's died. He really was a hero for the children. It's very exciting. I was walking with him in the kibbutz and Shachar, and all the children come. You are the sheriff. אז זה ממש, it's very exciting for me. My father buried temporarily in kibbutz Shfaim, where they, all the kibbutz, איך אומרים לפנות? They go to a refugees in kibbutz Shfaim. It's next to, between Herzliya and Netanya, in the middle of the center of Israel. And my father, איך אומרים קבו?
Buried
there, but it's temporarily, and we want to move them here. It's very important for us and for him to bury in Kfar Aza. I know that it's important for him. And we should, after the funeral, we should go to protect cars, or just the family, and with the army. Go to bury them here, but it's very, very hard war in this time, so they cancel us, and we move them when it was a peace. Now we can visit them, so it's more nice and comfortable. Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Swarming with terrorists.
There is something like 150 terrorists only in this neighborhood.
Do you know what makes this type of damage? What type of...
Tank, RPGs, a lot of it, of the terrorists. They came here with a lot of artillery from Gaza. They say the artillery that came with it must speak to war for years. They came with the... כמות לא הגיונית, איך?
Crazy amounts.
בדיוק.
Enormous amounts. They brought a lot of weapons.
בדיוק, yes. You can check in the website how much in all the thing, I don't know, but this is the damage that you can see.
And in this block, it was people in their 20s.
20s.
Students of college.
This is my sister apartment, and she's very lucky. She fell asleep in my mother's house in this Friday. And this, my friend, they go to party on Friday. They came back in Saturday in the morning. They sell a terrorist and go fast with the car. That's how this part of neighbors survive. It's very miracle.
The neighbor in this house over there, on the end of the street.
Aviv.
Aviv, is that a man or a woman? There's a
man. Man.
He was at the Nova Festival.
Okay, they're going to party in Be'er Sheva, most of this neighbor. The party end, most part of them come back to the kibbutz, saw the terrorists and go out, and Aviv from the Be'er Sheva go to the Nova, saw all the bodies on the road, and also survive. He survived Kfar Aza and the Nova, it's a, he's a hero. This is a lot of artillery, I don't know how to do. A lot of RPG, grenade. I don't know how they bring these assholes, but the most attacked was here, like you can see.
Who lived here?
He survived.
Who? Your friend?
Simon.
Simon.
There is a video I show you, how they rescue him from the window. Maybe you saw this video.
I don't know, maybe.
Can we show
you? You know, so many.
Can. there is a couple that rescue.
Crazy,
can.
I mean, also this, but also all the shooting here.
Can.
Massive amount of
shooting.
And two
of them didn't be there. They go to the party.
They were in Nova?
No, in Be'er Sheva.
Ah, the Be'er Sheva party.
Can. Forum, if you know Forum.
Right.
Okay. And the other part, you can see all the people. There is a couple. We go there. They made a museum. You can come in with a camera. They take one house. The couple murder and do like a museum to להנציח אותה, to remember her. This part, a lot of people die. I can show you. I'm 20 years old.
Murder.
This is Nitzan Liebsten's house. He's 19 years old. He's murderer. He's the son of Ophir Liebsten, the head of that I talk about him. Actually, Vered, the wife of Ophir Liebsten, her mother murder, her son, her husband, and her nephew that I show you. This is Yuval Buyum, he's also 21 years old, he's murderer. This is Ophir Shoshani, his house. David, הגיס שלך שאל, אמר לי שזרה כמה שמות שהוא עובד איתם. היא הבת של אחת מהם. Ophir Shoshani, she's 20 years old. She almost finished the army. She should להשתחרר בדצמבר.
She was supposed to be released in December.
And then last December. She one of my best friend of my sister. Can see the house.
I saw the video you sent me of your sister when they got the tattoos.
Video,
right. She's one of those girls.
I see one is a Agam sister.
Uh-huh.
That murder.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Agam like the artist?
Como ha...
Como ha omanit, Ken.
Como ha omanit, Agam.
Ah, yes, omanit Agam. I didn't know, sorry. Agam it's Lake in Hebrew, Ken. מה נשמע, חג'בי? לא, אל תבכה, אל תבכה, נשמה שלי, הכל טוב. הפרה עליך.
לא חשבתי שם חידוש אותך כל היום.
Killing yourself to save your loved one.
This house, Netta Epstein. He be in the apartment with his girlfriend, and the terrorist put a grenade, and he jump on the grenade and survive her girlfriend, and he's murdered. So it's a very brave story that I want to...
To save the life of a woman.
Bidiuk, כן, exactly.
And she is okay to
She is okay.
Except she had to stay and die.
Bidiuk, and she need to walk. To, when they rescued, she need to jump over his body. And there was a... After we figured out it was engaged, she they was only 22 years old, very young, but she buy a wedding dress. So it's a very hard story. Okay. All this neighbor, it's like young people that want to start their life, hang out with their friends, study something, travel in the world, and all their dreams cut. I want to translate for you this in Sweden. I don't know how to say it even in English. It's mean part of the human. Why you good? It's like part of the people on the sofa. It's a very hard sentence. David, בוא תתרגם את זה לשוודית. שרידי אדם על הספה. כן.
באנגלית.
שרידי אדם על
הספה.
Body parts.
On the sofa.
You understand. כן, אי אפשר לא להבין את זה.
כן.
זה חיילים כתבו את זה, כן.
גם פה, יש מחבל. There is a terrorist. This is from 11 October. They write a date, you can see.
But there's still a terrorist in here on the 11th of October?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I see. Okay. But like 11 October, there is a terrorist here, and then an arrow pointing into the apartment.
Why?
This is how they're communicating with the soldiers that are out here, trying to clear the area. So there's someone that has identified that there's a terrorist in here, I don't know for whatever reason they need to move onwards or whatever, but they write the message for the next guy, there's somebody in here.
It's only young people who die. They not fight everybody. They don't fight anyone. They don't be armed. They just be a young people. Sorry. That murder very brutal, in very brutal way.
Sally's birthday.
In the 16th October, there is a birthday for our friend Yuval Salomon. Her nickname is Sally. And we celebrate her birthday in Kibbutz Niram, it's next to Sderot. We take the pub there and we make a noon party. Everybody drunk, everybody celebrates, dancing. And actually it was a goodbye party. Sally, our friend, is murdered in Saturday morning. And this neighbor, we can't go inside the neighbor. I'm sorry I don't say this before. You can take a photo from here. And me and Sally sit here like until 11 o'clock in the night. We'd be very drunk. And you know, like a very old good friends talk about the life and his birthday, so I wished him a lot of things for his birthday. In Saturday morning, he sent us a message in the WhatsApp group of the friends, and he said they shoot me. And he sent us a picture of us shooting. And after like half an hour, I don't know how they broke this house and murder her, very brutalic. And it was his last birthday. He celebrated 29 years old. This is his house, Yuval Salomon. The neighbor of him is Emily Damari. You can see David. This is Ziv Berman's house. He's kidnapping with Gali Berman, his twin brother. Gali, okay, Emily, she's my friend. I told her about her. She was scared when the terrorists came. And Gali, very brave, ran to his house to be with her so she don't feel alone. And they kidnapped together with Ziv, his twin brother. Aviad is one of our friends. He's a murderer also. Before he murdered, he ran in all this neighbor to say, everybody, everybody, go to shelter. There is a terrorist there. He tried to warn them, and he's murdered. Alon Shimriz, it's the story that David tell you that killed with Yotam Chaim that lives there in accidents from IDF. And this is a good story. This is the house of Bar Kislev. He's a very good friend of mine, and he survived. You can see how much miracle. Everybody or die or kidnapped, and he survived. I don't know how it's hard to say, but he heard and saw everything that happened. The Shabak and everybody take him to litishule, investigation,
a briefing. Yeah.
Also, debriefing. There is a very big commander that murdered him, and he saw this also. So the family came and tell us what happened. He saw everything. You see this gate? From this gate, everybody's kidnapped to Gaza. Now it's not broke, but it was. You can see how much it is. Just one way ticket.
So there is no other barrier? This is the only barrier?
No, there is more, but they broke them when they come in. Agam Goldstein have a very famous sentence. She said, the 17-year-old, she say, it took me 7 minutes to go to Gaza and 52 days to come back. Aaron, now you understand how much it was easy for him to take them to Gaza. I say before, I say that again, Agam Goldstein, the teenager that kidnapped, she have a very strong sentence. She say, it took me 7 minutes to go to Gaza and 52 days to come back. Now it's 145 days.
So how far is it to Gaza, you think?
Less than 2 kilometers. It's 1,000.
1,200 meters.
Yeah, 1 kilometer and 1,200 meters.
Only memories remain.
We don't just came to tour. With a beer, we just sit here, enjoy the weather, enjoy the good memories we have from this place. And I try to remember this like a good place. And this is why it makes me strong. I say that we are a very strong community. After all this damage, we are stay strong. Like I say, a few of us want to come back and live here. Actually, from here, I'm going to figure it out how a lot of people here die. We also do it. Make a tour for you with the knowledge I know. Because I want to know this knowledge. Nobody came and gave me some record or something rishmi,
official.
It's just the community tell her stories.